Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, says the GOP is planning to hold the Republican National Convention in the Spectrum Center as planned. But she says those plans could change at the start of July if the coronavirus threat remains. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The three-day convention is scheduled to begin August 24th.
So I think by the end of June, we'll have a good feel, and we'll have to start making some critical decisions if we do have to make adjustments.
Those critical decisions could mean rethinking the convention by limiting the number of people inside the Spectrum Center or having some events in smaller venues. McDaniel also left the door open to having parts of the convention outside. And she says delegates could be required to wear masks.
We're going to put the safety of the attendees and the president of the United States and the vice president first and foremost. And if that means wearing masks, we're going to have people wear masks.
President Trump has said there's no way he would cancel the RNC. McDaniel says he hasn't actively been following convention planning.
To be honest, I think he's going to wait until we get a little closer and we can give an evaluation and we get guidance from the governor and the mayor. I mean, we can lay all the plans at the RNC, and if the governor comes in and says something different, that's going to change things.
For the RNC, a critical mandate is Cooper's limit on the size of gatherings, which is currently 10 people. Cooper is expected to increase that limit when the state moves into phase two of reopening, which could happen as soon as May 22nd. It's unclear what the limits on gatherings would be under phases 2 and 3, but even an increased limit to 1,000 people by summer would make the RNC radically change its plans, because the GOP expects on having at least 10,000 people inside the arena. The Democratic National Committee this week approved rule changes to allow for a virtual convention if its August 17th event in Milwaukee is canceled. McDaniel says the RNC's rules require an in-person convention, and it has no plans to change them. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.